Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Good morning, you guys. Welcome back to Not Your Typical, Not Your Typical Fitness Lover, Caitlin Nolan. I almost forgot my podcast intro because obviously if you guys keep up with the podcast, you might have realized that I took a break from the podcast and it was an intentional break, but I will say it was so difficult because I looked at my January schedule and I just knew it was going to be the busiest week month for me. And not only on the work side of things, I knew that I had a lot of things that I was trying to internally work on this month. I just knew that something had to come off my plate. And unfortunately, this was the only thing that made sense because I didn't have any sponsors. I didn't have any deadlines or anything like that. So it was genuinely the only thing that I could take off my plate, which was so hard because, as you guys know, if you listen to my podcast, this is my favorite thing in the entire world. I love coming on every single week and just sharing my experiences, my life, and give you guys tips as best I can. And I just feel like I have started to realize how important it is to stand up for yourself and follow through with what you know is best for you. And I do think it's hard for me personally because I am such a passionate person. And when I'm passionate about something, it's very hard for me to stand up to myself and be like, no, you can't do this, or you need to follow through with that. For example, like if I wake up sick and I have a workout scheduled and I really want to go to my workout because I love to work out, it's so hard for me to face the fact that it's best for me to stay home because physically I know that I shouldn't, but mentally I really want to, and it's really, really hard for me to actually go through with it. And I actually am proud of myself for taking the break because when I have that side of me, especially with work, that's like, oh, I want to do it. I hardly will ever take a break. So that's kind of why I took a break. And I feel really, really good. If you guys listened to my last episode, you know that I started 75 Soft in January. And I have absolutely loved doing this challenge. I think it's one of the best things that I've done for myself. And even just being 30 days in, like, this doesn't even feel like a 75 Soft for me. It just feels like something I want to do forever. And that's honestly why I recommend doing some sort of challenge for yourself. And even if you miss the first of the year, that is totally fine. You can always start February 1st or March 1st or February 15th. It doesn't matter when you start. The most important thing is just starting something. And I wanted to go into my Not Your Typical obsession and dislike of the week because my obsession is the 75 Soft, and I just kind of want to give an update on it because I kind of left you guys hanging in the last episode and I took a huge break, and at least now I have a bunch of updates and can share what works, what doesn't, all of that. And I found that doing a soft version of a challenge, if you guys aren't familiar with the 75 Hard, it is such a strict challenge where if you don't follow through with it, it's almost like a punishment because you have to start back at the beginning. And that's one thing that I didn't want to do. I didn't want to feel discouraged if I didn't get to all the habits of the day, especially if I did some of them. Because if you do 3 out of 10 habits that you want to do every single day, you still did those 3 habits. And that's just the mindset I really, really wanted to have with doing this. And I have, because there's definitely been days I didn't go on the walk, I didn't read. Honestly, most days I haven't read. Like, Hunter and I have kind of joked that the reading part of this challenge for me has honestly fallen off, which is funny because in my last episode, I was like, oh, that's the one thing that I want to focus on most. But everything else has been so nice. And there's definitely been days where I did everything, and then there's been days where I only got to one or two habits. But at the end of the day, I just wanted something to remind me to do this and kind of inspire me, and then also connect with other people, because I know that a lot of other people are doing something like this. So I've absolutely loved it. And I actually got a comment on my YouTube video yesterday where someone said that you can tell that this is really good for me. And I thought that was interesting, because I do feel like with social media and filming my life and documenting everything, you can really see a difference when the way that I'm acting in my everyday life affects my mental health and even my physical health. And I think that is really cool. And it's also really nice for me personally as the creator to be able to witness it and look back, because then it's like data. It's like, this actually does work for you. And it's been really helpful actually doing this job to honestly learn myself more and learn what works the best for me. So yeah, that's my update. That's my obsession of the week, is just doing the 75 soft and loving it. I have one dislike from my week, and yeah, I was just talking about this with my best friend, Katie. We both feel like this, and I'm sure that there's other people out there that feel like this, especially if you are just kind of starting your career or in that grind phase. I just feel like you cannot do everything and then also have a social life. And I feel like this is where I struggle the most, is I get so passionate, like I was just talking about career, about my fitness journey, about self-love, even just like my home. Like, I really want it to be organized. I want it to feel good. I'm really passionate, obviously, about my mental health and my physical health and all of that working together. And then sometimes I feel like it's so hard to do everything and then also have those off days and off switches and a social life. And I just feel like maybe because January is definitely like the hibernation era, where you just got back from the holidays and you were going and socializing a lot. You had different holiday parties, from Friendsgiving to like holiday parties, white elephant parties, going home for the holidays with family, all of these things. And then it's like 0 to 100. Now you want to reach all of these New Year's goals. And I think that is honestly super, super overwhelming. And even though I do love the beginning of the year, I do feel like it's very shit timing. The fact that it's right after the holiday season, it's in the dead of winter where the sun sets super early. It's really hard to stay motivated. It's cold. It's just hard to go into this hardcore routine when you just were the complete opposite. But at the same time, obviously, it's worked really well for me because I do feel really good. But yeah, I'm just really trying to balance also freaking having a social life, but it's so hard. And even right now, like, I feel like my main focus is career, and I've been having thoughts lately where I'm like, is it even possible to be successful in career but not let everything else fall down in your life? Because I do think that, I feel like a lot of people are going to listen and be like, okay, really, you are an influencer? And I do see so much hate online about the influencer world and social media, and it does make me feel very insecure to talk about it and like complain, I guess, about my job, which I'm not even complaining. But I do think that social media is a hard job. I think it's super, super time consuming, and there's so many different levels of social media. Like, you have no correlation to everyone else's career, you know? Like, social media is such a self-driven career that no two pages are the same. No two obligations are the same between two influencers. You decide how many brand deals you have. You decide how much you post, what you post, how much you open up, the aesthetic of your content. Like, there's just so much that goes into it. So really, it's not fair to compare two people's journeys with social media, which I'm also trying not to like prove myself to anybody, because I don't need to, and no one's even demanding that of me. I just feel like, yeah, it's hard to open up about it is what I'm trying to get at. But I do think it's such a time consuming career that I'm going down. And then on top of it, I'm not even doing everything I want to do. Like, I want to come out with a fitness app. I want to do more guides. I want to have more guests on. Like, there's so much more I want to do, but I'm so squished on time that I've just been feeling like, whew, how do I do it all? But I also think that that's just kind of the name of the game, and that is what life is going to be like. It's always going to be hard, and I think I just have to lean into that and know that it's a good thing to be challenged, because I love to be busy and I like having those challenges. It keeps me more entertained. So trying to see the positive of it. So I guess that'll be my word for next week, of just finding the positive. So positive and not letting myself feel negative about anything, especially because I'm about to start my period. And I feel like that's usually when I start to overthink and I'm just like, oh, I don't want to do all of this anymore. Like, I'm just busy and tired and blah, blah, blah. So yeah, that's my life update. I hope that you guys have just had a really good beginning of the year. And I really wanted to share an episode today about how to fall in love with fitness, because I think in the past 2 years, I've strengthened my relationship with fitness more than I ever thought that I could. I am at such a good place with fitness. And the first thing I wanted to talk about is there's a difference between obsession and then passion. And today's episode's purpose is to fuel your passion with fitness and also bring awareness to the fact that you do not need to be obsessed with fitness for it to be a successful outcome in your life. And I think looking back at my fitness journey at the very beginning, 7 or 8 years ago, I did go 0 to 100, which is normal because there's so much online and there's so much to learn about fitness. Everything in fitness is not easy, and that is a hard thing. It's a hard pill to swallow, and it's really hard when you're starting out because you want to learn everything. And I think it's a good thing to learn before getting started with fitness. But when you go into the fact that there's different types of workouts, there's different types of muscles, there's different times of the day that you feel better, so you have to learn yourself. There's the nutrition element, making sure that you're fueling enough, all of these things, stretching, recovery, blah, blah, blah. All this noise, it is super, super easy to make it your entire life mission to learn everything and to do that 0 to 100. But I feel like now that I've done it for so long and I have taken the time to learn everything, I know that it's best for me not to feel like it needs to be the only thing I'm thinking about and the only thing I'm learning about. There will come a time where you feel very confident with everything that you learned with fitness, and it doesn't have to happen all at once. It doesn't have to happen at the beginning, and you can take time with this. You don't have to do it perfect. You don't have to go be the one with the best form at the gym, lifting the heaviest, being in the gym every day. It doesn't need to be the biggest part of your life, and you don't have to be the best at it. And I think that's really important to say at the very beginning, just because it's really, really hard, at least for me, someone who is a super passionate person, not to want to be all those things. On top of the fact that I love it so much, so it's hard not to care about it, it's also something that scientifically makes sense for your life. And there's a lot of things about fitness that you can learn that can actually help your life. So it's that in itself is very addicting to me. I want to know, and I have an urge in me to learn more about health and wellness. So I have all these little things inside of me that genuinely want to be obsessed with fitness, and I have to take a step back sometimes and just remember that it can be a part of my life, but it doesn't need to be my whole life. So that was just the first thing I wanted to say, because this episode isn't about how to become obsessed with fitness. It's just how to incorporate it in your life in a manageable way that makes you excited. So that's the second thing I wanted to go into, which is excitement around fitness. And there's a few ways where you can actually spark this, even if fitness isn't your favorite thing in the entire world. Even if going to the gym is actually really, really daunting to you and it gives you anxiety, or it makes you feel like it's a chore you have to do, I promise you there's a few things that have helped me feel excited about the gym. And one of those things is actually going to surprise you guys, and it surprises me because I'm not a morning person, but going to the gym before work, before I have something to do that day, and actually setting the goal for myself to get my workout in before I even start my day. And even if this isn't an everyday thing, maybe it's a once a week thing for you, or maybe it's a once in a blue moon thing. But I've just found that when I set a goal to wake up early, get to the gym, and start my day that way, and I follow through with it, it's like no other feeling. It doesn't even have to do with the workout. It's just the fact that I set a goal to set my alarm, to go to bed early, to set my workout clothes out, to wake up, get dressed, fill up my water, get to the gym, do a workout, come home, take a shower, and I haven't even started my day yet. As you can probably hear just by hearing all of those listed out, that's a lot to do. It's a lot to accomplish, actually, and it's not easy. I'm not saying it's going to be, oh, just do it tomorrow. It's super easy if you've never done it before. It's definitely hard, but I do think that things that challenge you like that really help motivate you. And I feel like when I started incorporating waking up earlier for the gym, it started to kind of trickle into the rest of my day, and it made me feel more productive in everything that I was doing because it put me in a good mood. It gave me the endorphins. It gave me that sense of self-satisfactory, and I truly think it did change my life, and it changed those specific days that I was doing it. And now it's something that I actually try to do almost every single day, and I never thought that I would say that. I've always been somebody that works out later in the day. I used to work out at night sometimes, and I just never thought I would be spinning at 7 in the morning. Like, I really didn't think I would be doing that consistently and actually enjoying it. But you'll really surprise yourself. Even if you just try something once, it might surprise you how much you like it if you really thought that you were going to hate it. So that was one thing. Another thing is finding workout clothes and workout sets and shoes that make you feel comfortable, like physically feel comfortable. There's nothing worse than having a workout set that's falling down or that you feel like is, like, for me, for an example, I don't like shorts that are too short. I feel uncomfortable in those, or workout shoes that are making you twist your ankle. I just feel like investing in really, really nice quality pieces that make you feel good. And by quality and nice, I don't mean expensive. I'm not blind to know that not everybody can just go out and buy their favorite workout set. I absolutely couldn't when I first started my fitness journey. And those were things that I definitely looked forward to. I remember I would get my paycheck and I would run to Lululemon and pick out a sports bra and wear it for legit 10 years because it lasted that long. And I kept care of it because I really earned it, and I would save up for these nice quality pieces. But I will say that when I feel confident in what I'm wearing and it feels comfortable and it feels like me, I do feel like I enjoy the workout more. And then once you actually become to a point where maybe you actually become passionate about the fitness outfits, and for me, that's actually one of my favorite things about fitness. I love putting out an outfit. I love putting together a workout set, getting a workout set, putting the shoes that match, doing my hair for my workouts. Like, I like it just like I would getting ready for the day. And I think that that's really fun. So no matter what it is, even if it is these little things that feel superficial, I think if it's something that actually makes you happy and actually makes whatever activity you're doing better, then lean into it and do it, because there's nothing wrong with that. And yeah, maybe that won't work for somebody else, but it genuinely does work for me. And I know it's cliche, but when you put on a cute workout set or something that makes you feel good, I promise you it'll give you that little boost of confidence. And that's the third thing that might help motivate you and kind of spark that in you, that excitement, is to work on the confidence side of fitness. Because I've been there where I go to a gym, I walk in, and I feel like I just want to go in the yoga room. I don't want to be seen. I don't want to take up space. I don't want to get in somebody else's way. I don't want to be doing an exercise wrong and have somebody look at me and think, oh, like, of course they're taking up that bench and they can't even do the workout right. Those intrusive thoughts have always filled my head when I go into a workout. I remember last year when I went to this gym that I currently go to, the first couple times I went, I literally wanted to cry. I was just like, oh, this does not feel good. Like, I don't know anybody. I don't know where anything is. I feel stupid. I haven't lifted in a long time. Like, I just didn't feel good. And it made me unmotivated to go. And it made me feel like there was another hurdle I had to get over to go. Working out is obviously already physically hard, physically taxing. But on top of it, being anxious to go to the gym, that is a whole other thing. So something that helped me with that, obviously I'm not a mental health professional, so I can't say what works with anxiety and XYZ, but something that actually did help my confidence with the gym and helped me feel a little bit more at ease when I would go is to remind myself that there is nobody in that gym that deserves to be there more than me. I don't deserve to be there more than somebody else. I don't care if they're a personal trainer, if they've been a member at the gym for 10 years, if they're lifting this amount of weight, doesn't matter. Everybody in that gym pays the exact same for that membership. Everybody in that gym started at zero, and it doesn't matter how long it takes you to get to point A, point B. Every single person in that gym deserves to have space. And I feel like when you realize that there's just nobody out there that deserves more than you, and that you truly deserve to be happy, you truly deserve to go work on yourself and enjoy your life just as much as the next person, I think that that really helped me with my gym anxiety. So just wanted to share that one. Really quickly, I want to talk about the sponsor of today's podcast, which I'm so excited about. I am the type of person that will treat myself to everything. I love to get a pedicure. I like to make my coffee all special, take the extra time to have a self-care routine, all that. So if I'm the type of person to treat myself with the top options with everything in life, why settle for finding a doctor? It is your health overall, which is obviously so important to me. And ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare high-rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. It makes it super easy. Once you find the doc that you want, you can book them immediately. No waiting and no awkward waiting rooms. These docs all have verified reviews from actual real patients. We're talking about booking appointments with tens of thousands of top-rated, patient-reviewed, credible doctors and specialists. You can filter specifically for ones who take your insurance, are located near you, and treat basically any condition you're searching for. You can even score the same-day appointment. You guys can go to ZocDoc.com/typical and download the ZocDoc app for free, then find and book your top rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/typical, ZocDoc.com/typical. And moving on to my next tip, I wanted to just say that this is actually something I learned when I was getting my personal training license or certificate, that once you actually learn about the benefits of fitness and exercise, you will then be more motivated to follow through with those habits because you are focused on the outcome. And I wanted to share some of the things that I think are most important about fitness and why I love incorporating it into my life. And the first one is because it's very preventative. And I feel like sometimes as a society, we don't really think about things that much until they happen. So it's like, why would I fear the future if that's not happening yet? Which I do believe, but at the same time, I think it is nice to know that fitness and exercise and keeping up with your cardio health and all of these things actually combat health conditions. And even if we don't have these health conditions right now, I think it's important to know that fitness can help these things. I know that physical exercise and working on my mental health, all these things are only going to benefit me. So knowing that I am combating those health conditions the best I can, or maybe focusing on weight control, which obviously can be important. And I know that I talk a lot about body image, and I'm not here to say this is the right way to do it, gain weight, lose weight, because every single person is so different. Every single journey is unique to that person. And some people might not feel negative when they think a certain way about body image, whereas someone like me might. So I'm not here to say anything's right or wrong, but to know that exercise can help weight control, or it can improve your mood or your energy levels, and knowing all those things, I think it's also really important to pick one thing that you think is the most important to your life, something that's going to actually make you the most healthy. And for me, that's my energy levels and it's my mood. I really do work out for the mental health aspect of it. I've been saying that forever because it is genuinely true. I go to the gym, I feel 10 times better, and it helps me through the rest of my day. I have always been a mental health advocate, and I've shared my stories with mental health and the struggles that I feel daily with it. And it is just, I am me when I work out. And it's not the only thing I rely on for my mental health, but it is something that really, really helps me. And even just the small thing is boosting my mood. That to me is really important. So when you pick something that is super, super important to you, and you focus on that, and you remind yourself of it all the time before your workouts, during your workouts, after your workout, that is what I find super motivating. And it's like setting a goal, but it's even bigger than a goal. It's almost like a mantra. You want to feel more energized. You want to have good mood. Maybe it is the combating health conditions. You want to live a long life. Thinking of something that's even bigger than just wanting to feel confident or wanting to lose weight, gain weight, build muscle, work on your glutes, all those things. I just think having something even bigger than that has really, really helped me fall in love with fitness and actually enjoy it even more. And then the last thing I wanted to touch on was finding a routine that actually works for you and is scientifically backed. Because when we see progress and we have a progressive plan in place, it will motivate you more, and it is a tactic to use to get yourself to follow through with the workouts that you're setting, the goals that you have. And even if it's not these specific goals of, oh, I want to lift this much, just having a progressive plan in terms of knowing that the routine that you're doing is benefiting you. For example, I've mentioned that a good rule of thumb with fitness is not to work out the same muscle group back to back. You want to give your muscles at least 2 days to recover. So if somebody doesn't know that and they're workout split is just legs, maybe it would help them if they learned about fitness and learned that to have a plan that is scientifically backed, they might even feel better. And once you feel better, that's the feeling that you start to fall in love with. So that's what I wanted to talk about today. Obviously, this is one of my favorite topics, so yeah, I just wanted to share things that help me fall in love more with fitness every single day and hopefully help you guys if it's something that you guys are struggling with. Also, before we end off the episode, I just wanted to share the journal prompt this week, which is going to be, what are the things that make me fall in love with fitness most? And yeah, just write about everything. Maybe it's the feeling you get. Maybe it's the workout. It's the friend that you go with. It's the outfits you wear. And just write about what you love most about fitness. I do have a couple updates that I like to give at the end of my episodes, which the first one is that I bought my wedding dress, which is crazy because I only went wedding dress shopping twice, but they're both in the same day, so it feels like I only went once. But I was just talking to my friend Delaney about this. I can't even believe that I did that, even though I am very decisive about my fashion and the styles that feel really comfortable to me. I definitely knew that even just the specific dress that I was going to try on was the one that I was most excited to try on. And when I put it on, I just knew that I loved it. And then I left and I kept thinking about it. And I just decided I'm going to buy this dress before it's too late. And yeah, I just bought my wedding dress, which is crazy. And we're not even getting married until February 2025. But I thought that was a fun, exciting announcement. If you guys don't watch my YouTube channel, because I did vlog that. But other than that, we are just excited for the rest of the year. We had a really good month, which I have already talked about a million times, and we're excited to just share with you guys more. We have a huge year of travel coming up. We have so many weddings, so many bachelorette parties, my own bachelorette party. Our wedding's not going to be until February, but obviously all of our wedding festivities are going to be this year, and I just can't wait for everything. I'm in two of my best friend's weddings. It's going to be just insane and so much fun. And I feel like because I have a really hectic year, that's also why I'm just kind of trying to lay low right now and just focus on myself, because when my schedule gets really busy, I just want to be able to do these little things without even thinking about them. And I just want to have the routines and habits set in place now so that I can just really enjoy everything this year. So yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this video or podcast, and I will talk to you guys next week. Thank you guys so much for listening. I love you, and I hope you guys have the best day. Bye.